Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Highland Superintendent Ken Crawford about how the increase in supplemental state aid will hurt the Highland School District instead of help it.
So I think the great thing to do now would just be kind of, talk about some of the SSA things that are going on. I know you're kind of working between two schools, Lone Tree and Highland, and especially true for Highland, you know, as a smaller school in Iowa, to just let people know kind of what this 2.3% increase would mean for Highland, whether it's good or bad or maybe neutral.
Well, I think it's a bad thing for Highland just because, you know, small schools in Iowa, the enrollment declines a little bit on that kind of stuff. That's usually driving factors is the money from the state in your enrollment. And when the state's given 2.3% raises or new money out to schools, I mean, that doesn't really cover the costs of increasing of insurance, doesn't cover the cost of increasing of all your electrical and water bills, all those kinds of things. Just you aren't covering the cost of your district. So we've always been trying to be positive with our legislators and try to push for 3-4% like they did back in the 1990s and early 2000s, and we're just not getting back there. So while 2.3 is better than what they've done the last couple of years, and with the revenues that the state's had the last 2-3 years, I know superintendents were hoping for a lot more than 2.3.
Well, right, exactly. And, you know, I think a lot of the conversations within the legislature, there was 2.5 being bounced around, there's 3% even being bounced around at one point. And then obviously now 2.3 is the final number, which, like you just said, doesn't really help out these smaller districts that aren't seeing that enrollment come in. And that's the big factor here is enrollment. So, you know, what are some of the things that Highland, and even if you want to speak on Lone Tree too, you can. What are those two schools trying to do to get back that enrollment and hopefully stay afloat here in the next couple of years?
Well, I know both districts are looking at some sort of a marketing campaign and trying to make sure that both of us are getting out there, that the schools are quality schools. We do offer a little bit more personal touch than what other districts can do, bigger districts. And I think in a small district, I'm a small district guy my entire career, is that you can do a lot of the activities and multiple activities in either of the schools. As where in bigger schools, you kind of got to specialize a little bit too much. And so we feel we can promote those, and also a small town feel is what I think is what makes Iowa great. I know the legislators, I know when they try to do lower SSA is try to squeeze out some of the smaller schools, and I just think that's wrong. Iowa is built, you know, on small schools and small towns, and that's the people that are the positive people, I think, in the state of Iowa. So that do anything, they'll give you the shirt off your back, as we see with this coronavirus thing, is that people are just stepping up and doing it, and that's small town Iowa. So I think sometimes they miss that point, especially when the revenues generated are well above, they could give us well above 3%. And when they don't, and that's just, you know, that money, you know, you just got to start tightening your belt in ways that just becomes uncomfortable, and that hurts people, and I don't like that.
Right. I mean, you said it exactly what I was thinking. You know, these small communities are what make Iowa what it is. You know, I grew up in a smaller community, three towns put together into one school district, and it's those smaller schools that really make Iowa. And you know, some of the things I've heard from the legislators is saying that, you know, they're putting a lot of money towards, I think almost half of their budget towards education. But like you said, you know, is the real question is, are we really doing enough for these smaller schools right now?
No, I don't think so. And the reason they're putting half their budget is because Iowa has made a commitment to being an educational state. So that's kind of talking, you know, both sides of we're an educational state. And then when we say, okay, we'd like to have 3% money, well, we give over already, give, you know, half our budget to you. What more do you want? Well, which is it? Are you committed to it, or are you just saying that to get reelected? So I think there's some conversations there that need to be a little bit more real on where we're going with that kind of stuff there. But yeah, small schools in Iowa, I think I can only think of all the people that I know that have come from small town Iowa doing great things, and I think it gets overlooked quite a bit.
Right, exactly. And especially some of those smaller colleges too, you know, those are people that are going to these colleges, you know, grew up in Iowa and then are leaving the state because and that's a whole separate issue, but, you know, leaving the state
you don't get the and you have to tighten your belt, there's not as many jobs, and that's why people leave the state, because there's not as many teaching jobs. There's not as much security. And I mean, it's just, you know, you want people to stay in the state of Iowa, but yet you're not giving the schools the money. It's not like we take that money, 2.3% money that we get, and we get it in all stacks of 100 and we put it in the bank. I mean, that goes straight back into the salaries of the teachers that pay taxes that are in your communities. And if they're not giving that money for us to give to those people, that now everyone's saying how great a teacher is and how important they are, but yet, yet they're begrudging us the 3%, 4% to give them a standard of living that is, at best, middle class. There's just so many polls on it that the legislators have to be a little bit more cautious and a little bit more understanding that they give us the money. That goes, we can't even pay our increase of bills, but that goes towards salaries and that goes towards people. Does not go towards desks. I mean, we buy desks and stuff, but bulk of that's going straight into people's pockets.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Highland Superintendent Ken Crawford. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.